Lack of supply remains the critical holdup to California's vaccine distribution, according to county public health officials. They say they are in place to vaccinate 5 times more people per day than they are currently receiving doses for. But another issue is data tracking. With hospital networks, public health offices, and pharmacies all working independently, state officials are not sure exactly how many vaccines have so far been distributed and to whom. Dr. Amy Sisson, public health officer for Yolo County, says 30% of the doses administered in her county are unaccounted for in the state system.
They're not unmatched. They just aren't showing up at all. I can't speak to why that's happening, but I do think that that's an important place for the state to look, because I'm hearing from multiple local health departments in the greater Sacramento region that they're experiencing the same issue with missing doses.
The lack of clear data is complicating efforts to focus the vaccine distribution on hard-hit communities. Governor Gavin Newsom has announced that health insurer Blue Shield of California will oversee the state's vaccination plan and that equity will be its North Star. California is rolling out a new online platform called MyTurn, which it hopes will simplify the appointment process and make the vaccine more accessible to minorities and the elderly. Here's Yolanda Richardson, Secretary of the California Government Operations Agency.
Today, MyTurn enables anyone to register for notification to learn when it is their turn. This will be the primary place Californians can go to schedule appointments to get vaccinated in the coming months. MyTurn is available in both English and Spanish, and it will be available in an additional 6 languages by mid-February. It is also supported by a toll-free number for individuals who do not have access to the internet, with operators who speak English and Spanish, with the ability to add a third-party translator for another 254 languages.
But it's not clear how the new vaccination system will work with existing systems created by counties, including portals where people can sign up for vaccinations. Santa Clara County has asked for an exemption from the state sign-up portal, MyTurn. Orange County health officials say they don't want to ask people who already registered for appointments with the county system to have to sign up again with the state. Some state assembly members remain skeptical, but are willing to try something new, like Assemblymember Jose Medina of Riverside County. He said many of his elderly constituents are confused and frustrated as they continue to wait for their first doses.
What we are doing now is not working. And what I've seen so far in this rollout has been nothing short of chaotic.
Other assembly members suggested using school districts as vaccine distribution centers and focusing on current hotspots rather than communities that were hit hard a few months ago. Assemblymember Adam Gray of Merced pointed out that counties with higher average incomes are getting vaccinated more quickly.
The data that I keep getting points that we're back to the golden rule. He or she who has the gold makes the rules. Those that have are getting vaccinated, and those that don't are not.
In coordination with FEMA and the Biden administration, California will launch new mass vaccination sites in Oakland and Los Angeles on February 16th. A mass vaccination site was opened in Fresno this week. Appointments will be made through the MyTurn app and the California COVID-19 hotline, 833-422-4255. In Oakland, this is Catherine Monahan for KPFA.